connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey there, friend. It's time for a little podcast action. We've got Squatch and Eric Kelly II with Matt and Ramona. You can check out the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Reach us through that, or Ramona Holloway and Matt Harris. And you can please take the time to give us 5 stars when you're done. And also share this podcast with your friends and enemies. They had a little list about things you're not supposed to say at work are going to sound old AF.
Mm.
And one thing is PowerPoint.
Ooh.
I did not know it's not a, well, I don't think I've ever said that term. We have a job where we don't really need PowerPoint.
But don't your children make PowerPoints?
Yes, they do. I don't know what they call it. I haven't really paid attention to what they call it. But they do make PowerPoints when they wanted a dog, whenever they want some.
I tell you, their dog PowerPoint presentation made me want to get a dog.
Yeah, they're good. And then Avery does one whenever there's a possible sleepover. She'll do one with that, which is always the number one thing is, we promise not to bother you. I'm like, ah, come on, man, that sounds terrible. She'd be like,
knows her dad.
Like, want to play games with you or something.
One of the things she's trying to do is sell it. And she knows if she wants to sell it, the number one thing she has to add to this presentation is, Dad, it's not going to bother you.
Watch your own show. It doesn't affect
you. You can watch your own show. You can lay on the couch.
Like,
I'll have my friends bring you beer.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours.
Okay, then you're in. They said the PowerPoint is now called a slide deck.
Mm.
I'm sure people know that other than us because we don't do that.
Well,
but
next time there's a sleepover presentation, say, is this your slide deck?
Slide deck. Yeah, I will. Well, I don't know if they've ever said PowerPoint. Like, they just bring it over and say, put the computer in front of me and go, you need you to watch this. And then they take turn. If it's a sleepover, then Avery will read one page and then another person will read the other and then whatever.
So wait a minute. They do the presentations like it's a tandem thing?
Yeah, it's a tandem thing.
Avery and one of her friends and Addie?
No, Avery and one of her friends will do the tandem thing.
We need to hire these kids to sell the show.
I know. She does a good job. There's all kinds of, images and pictures and things on there and all kinds of reasons. At work.
Is it possible for you to share one with us at some point? Ask Avery if you can share one of her PowerPoint presentations.
I'll just do it. If I ask, she will say no.
Wait, what?
She's always afraid of attention and things like that. So I'll just do
it. Wow. She is so your daughter.
She doesn't want any. Yeah. If she gets like a good grade or something, God, you could never hang it on the refrigerator. You can never show it to somebody.
It's Who does really this crazy. Remind you of?
Not me.
Oh, my God. I literally destroyed you verbally in the studio just a couple of weeks ago.
What?
Because I was excited about your podcast, and you were not.
Maybe she was not happy with you at all.
Oh, she was screaming at you.
She was, yeah.
I'd had it.
So maybe
trying to applaud your good things. I can't believe that Avery wouldn't want you to hang her good scores on the fridge.
She doesn't. I don't know why that is. I guess I don't understand it about myself. Maybe I did pass it along somehow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
They said if you struggle with basic tech literacy, I already do that.
Mm.
If you don't know how to convert a Word file to PDF, Word file, I don't even know what that means.
Word!
Oh, yeah.
You type
to
it.
To a PDF? How to make a bar
he's
graph?
He's always called it poof. What's a poof?
Shut up.
Someone has a poof.
I've not had, because
I cannot do anything with this poof.
I haven't had to do this, I don't think.
It's so simple.
Yes,
I will teach you
have.
It later.
Because the company shares PDFs with us all
the time.
Them.
I don't know how to.
Okay.
You don't know how to. Click!
I know how to open it. I don't know how to. Well, anyway, how to make a bar graph in Excel? No idea. How to copy paste without using the edit menu? What is an edit menu?
The edit literally is up at the top.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
I cut and paste by like clicking.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Okay, good. But
clicking
I don't know what an edit menu is. What's
using
an edit menu?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it means that you can. Never mind.
And I still don't know. I told you this years ago. I have no idea what any of this right side of the keyboard does.
Yeah, he's still trying to figure out. Some of us call it page down.
Home, end, I don't know. And then there's all those arrows. I really don't know.
I remember, like it was yesterday, describing how to use the insert key.
Come on.
Yeah, I still don't know how to do the insert
and
key.
And I know you still haven't used it, but
no,
it's there for you.
I don't know why I would use that when I could just click over. Why would I use it? It just seems unnecessary to me.
So your old producer, Doc, never tried to teach you any of this?
We all tried to teach Matt. Matt doesn't want to learn.
I don't need it.
If someone says, you know, I'm okay where I am, Doc does that, you take them at their word. Mm-hmm. Some people show up ready to learn. Like, Max is like, teach me. Matt's like, I don't need that.
No, I learn things, but I don't need to learn these things. I don't need the insert key.
What she just said.
I mean, I've never
what she just described is what you just
I don't need the insert. I mean, I don't need it. I mean, I learn things I need. I've learned how to do a podcast.
And you don't need a lot.
I don't need a lot.
You don't have a lot of needs.
Yes, exactly. Yes. They say, using two spaces after a period shows your old age. That was back from the typewriter days. Mm-hmm.
That's how we learned keyboarding.
Yep.
You had to learn how to type on the standard QWERTY keyboard without looking. Right. And you always hit that space bar twice after a period or after your end of a sentence.
End of a sentence, yes.
So y'all didn't learn how to type on a computer. You learned how to type on a typewriter.
We learned how to type on a keyboard.
Keyboard.
Typewriter.
Type.
Well, I learned on a word processor.
A word processor.
Typewriter, yeah.
I don't even know what a word processor is.
Right. Yeah. Good for you.
I don't either. To be honest with you.
What is it?
Like a typewriter, but with a computer screen, I think.
It's basically a typewriter that allows you to correct it. You don't, if you're typing on a typewriter, then you would have to go in like with whiteout. And if you made a mistake, it was a big deal. If you're typing on a word processor, it's like typing on a computer.
Yeah, you can back up.
Is there a list for
no computer. It was just about typing.
I don't know if my kids would know how to use a typewriter.
I wouldn't.
Like I gave them a typewriter.
Well, all you have to do is press the buttons that correspond with the letters.
They have to put the paper in.
See, that's the part. Loading it would be an issue. Because typing won't be a problem because the keyboard hasn't changed in a million years.
You still have to hit the thing to go back at the beginning and stuff.
Right.
There's more to
it. On a word processor, you don't have to because word processors did have the word wrap.
But if you're doing typewriter,
typewriters did not have word wrap.
So they'll have to know how to do that ding thing.
Ding! Yeah. Watch a movie, kids.
Using email instead of Slack or Teams. I don't need to, so who cares? making fun of social media.
You know
media.
We use Teams here, right?
We do?
Yeah. Wow. Every meeting you...
Oh, yeah, that's Teams. Okay. Yeah, but I couldn't do that instead of email. That doesn't seem like it's email. That's a video. That's just like, that to me is like a Zoom or
something. There's an email system in it.
I don't use
There's
that.
There's a chat system.
I don't want
to chat. Need it.
He
doesn't need it.
I'm not talking
about it. He doesn't have needs.
I don't have a team. I don't have a team. I don't need to talk to anybody. It's Ramona. She gets an email from me. That's all I need.
Or a text.
Or a text. Yeah, I don't need this.
And I can eventually figure out what you're trying to say.
This is not a real job here.
Really? Because it pays my real bills.
Making fun of social media. You're not supposed to be walking around saying, what are you kids doing on the TikTok? Or something like that.
If you add the to it, you're definitely up there.
I do it just to be funny, though. Like to mock the Walmart and all that stuff.
Even though both of y'all are great at TikTok, though.
I don't know how to do some of the tricky stuff they have. Like some people make things disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Make it rain and stuff like that.
I love the creativity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. AOL email address. That shows your old. My buddies just came across at an AOL address.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I haven't seen one of those in ages.
I know. Not having Venmo. Shows you're old as AF. If someone says, ask, do you have PayPal, what's your Zelle? Don't be that guy. People don't want to check multiple different apps. Venmo.
But here's the thing. Even when you're yard sale shopping now, people have their various cash apps that you want them to use. Like gone are the days where you got to carry cash to a yard
sale.
Yeah,
that's amazing, right? That's
a
great.
A lot of people are saying, you don't have the money? It's okay.
Yeah.
Just cash at me for that dresser that you want for my yard.
It's great.
I love it. But it's hard for me to budget that way.
Yeah. Yes. Probably. Well.
But I still pretend like I don't have any money.
I don't know
that's
what to tell you.
Negotiate.
I don't have any cash. Yeah, that's right. Because that was always the way to get out of it.
Like, I only have $4 with me. Now it's, I only have $4 in my account.
My account, yes. Yeah, you're right. That is good. Your excuse does go away. You're old as bleep if you leave an actual voicemail.
Yeah, that is the truth.
That is the truth.
That's my parents.
I assume that you just want to drain my life of time when you leave me, because then I got to go listen to the, I got to go into the voicemail.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I got to listen to your voicemail. Then I got to respond to your voicemail. Just either text me or call. And if you don't call me, I saw that you called.
Exactly.
I'll call you back.
My dad always leaves the voicemail.
Yeah.
That is your dad calling. I know it's you.
And I love it when people say, did you get my voicemail? This is what it said. Well, then why'd you leave me a voicemail? And when we talk, you're just going to tell me what the voicemail said.
Yes.
Just tell me what the voicemail
text
said.
The voicemail.
Did you get my voicemail? No. Oh, well, my voicemail said, like, just tell me. Now I got to go through this.
Y'all have met my dad, haven't you?
But he does,
no.
This is the same
conversation we have every time.
I think that is a thing. And we see you called. If you want me to call you back, I tell him, just text me. Call me. It's important or something. Don't use old office lingo like Xerox or stewardess or memo or photocopy or fax or...
there are some people out there still making life difficult with faxes.
Yeah, every once in a while, there's still a fax thing.
Yeah.
And
I went through it recently in Gastonia.
I totally disagree with this. They say you're not supposed to cultural references that are more than 15 years old. That means Friends, Sex and the City, The Office, they're all out.
But Sex and the City is still very relevant.
And I think Friends came back on Netflix and stuff. And took it off. I think 15's too short of a time span.
And I'm sorry, right now, Friends is having an incredible resurgence. I welcome your Friends references.
And it depends.
And your Sex and the City references, too.
Now, it depends, I guess, if you're working with really young people. You're working with people in your 20s, as opposed to people in your 30s.
Yeah.
But still, 15 seems a short amount of time. Can we go to at least 20 or 25? Don't use too many emojis. It makes you look old. They say it's better than using LOL, but adding emoji to every Slack message or more than one makes you look not sprightly. It says, I don't even understand them. I put them on there though, just to make sure that people know I'm sarcastic or something.
But are you using the right expressions when you're trying to be sarcastic? What do you use for sarcastic?
Blah.
Blah.
That's just silly.
Okay, is that the emoji with the tongue hanging out and two different size eyes?
Yeah, like two different size
eyes. All right,
eyes.
I'll give you that one. That's very Matt Man.
That's the only one I get.
That doesn't say sarcastic. That just says I'm Matt Man and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, blah,
but it works for you.
Blah. I don't know. I saw the one recently with the tongue out though and the eyes closed or something like that. I don't know what the difference is between that and that.
But you made two different noises.
That's my eyes closed. Oh, and I also wanted to talk about this for a second. Meghan Trainor, you know, the singer.
Yeah.
She has shared that.
She's all about that bass.
And didn't
no
she, trouble. Did you tell me, Eric, she's married to somebody famous?
She is married to the Spy Kid.
Oh, the Spy Kid. The guy with the kid was in Sky.
The red hair.
Anyway, she shared that she and her husband have side-by-side toilets in their bathroom.
Ew.
The new mom
my gosh.
The new mom shared that they made the decision shortly after their first child 7 months ago, saying, quote, nobody knows this, but in our bathroom there was one toilet, and a lot of time in the middle of the night when we're with a baby, we got to pee at the same time. So I was like, can we please have two toilets next to each other?
Didn't you have that in your frat house?
We had three.
Beside each other?
Yeah, right beside each other. No,
were they toilets or urinals?
No, toilets.
Why?
They could sit and poop together. But here's my thing.
That's the only way to build it. I guess they didn't feel like building a wall in between or something. I don't know.
So Meghan Trainor and her husband potty side by side.
Yes.
And it was her idea?
Her idea.
Okay, obviously, I'm going to be single for life. Because if this is now what it takes to get and keep a man, I am 100% out, 100% single AF forever.
I think she's like saying,
side
you
by
know,
side. Pooping and peeing,
well, she didn't say
taking care of my lady stuff.
She mentioned pee, but
no,
because she probably's like, I don't like. We both think you both get up, and then when somebody has to wait for the other one, they're dancing around, probably peeing
she's
in the shower.
She's Meghan Trainor. She can't have two bathrooms.
Yeah, but you got to walk all the way to another bathroom.
I would rather one of us walk to another bathroom than to sit side by side.
It is a hard sell.
Privacy.
I think. Like to say I'm on another bathroom next to my other toilet, or another toilet next to my toilet.
And God bless her husband for saying okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can't say no to your woman.
I think that's a really good time to start.
Because just don't go there if you don't like it, but you got to give her what she wants, right? She's that baby and all this.
And then suppose she's doing her thing and she calls you in.
Well,
oh, come on in. Take a seat.
Why not? Give me something to sit down instead of standing while I'm talking to her while she's on the bathroom.
You can put a bench or a chair in your bathroom. Yeah, okay. There are a lot of things you can do other than side-by-side toilets.
But what if you could actually, what if you're sick? You could have stuff coming out both ends and you have another toilet.
No. Now it's gross.
It's not gross, it's helpful.
No, I was about to say, now it's even more gross.
Now it's medical.
It was gross before, now it's even more gross.
I'm going to bring this up with Amy and see how she feels when I go.
I would like to find, because she doesn't even like to be in there when you're bidetting, does she?
Oh, no, no. I mean, she knows that I'm doing it. She can hear the... like a power washing going on in the other room.
He's so clean. It's sexier to hear it than to see it.
And I squeal a little. just a little. Hey, thanks for hanging with us. Hit the Matt and Ramona Facebook page up. Tell them about the Shining a Light on Pink thing the station's doing.
If you are a breast cancer survivor or know a survivor, help us to shine a light on pink. We're celebrating survivors all this month. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to celebrate survivors on the air and off. Because some of the survivors are going to join us at a very special brunch. And when I say us, the ladies of the mix, Madison, Kate, Holly, and me, we're going to go to brunch. And our special survivors will be treated to a spa experience at the Ballantine Resort and Spa.
Beautiful. Rate the podcast with a 5-star. Share it. And we will talk soon.